Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and happy Martin Luther King Jr. Weekend. It's Dr. King's birthday. Official birthday was on the 15th, which was Friday, January the 15th, and the federal holiday will be tomorrow, Monday, January the 18th, as we celebrate his life and his legacy, and it ties so well into today's show, which is we all have seeds of greatness in us. The success lies in your seed. Every single person on the face of this earth has a seed of greatness in them. We're given our seed of greatness on the most important day of our lives, our Earth Day, the day that we were born. We were born, we entered the world on an equal playing ground as a human being. We have the same opportunities as everyone else to prosper and grow. I know some people say, no, I don't. Some people were born rich. Yes, they were. How do you have the same opportunities as a rich person? You must look past the adversity that you were born into and focus on being born into the world of endless possibilities. What are the endless possibilities for you? Reminds me of the story of S.B. Fuller. S.B. Fuller, when he was a little boy, his mom said, S.B., I don't never want to hear you say that you cannot succeed. She says, we don't have wealth because your father did not pursue obtaining wealth, and that, you know, and that God is not holding us back. We held ourselves back by letting circumstances and other things help us develop a victim mentality. So you have to look beyond your circumstances. I know it could be bleak. It could be rough. But there's a world of endless possibilities when you pursue them. How else do you explain people going from rags to riches? And some people say, well, they were lucky. They had luck. No, they didn't have luck. They had perseverance. They had a vision. And they followed that vision. They actually believed that they could succeed. The success process is not incredibly difficult. All it takes is daily, focused, committed action. That's it. Successful people simply do what unsuccessful people won't do. They immerse themselves in self-development. You heard me talk about that on the last show. Self-development, personal development. How much time do you spend in personal development? And, you know, I know people that say, man, I done read all of them books. You know, I done read Og Mandino, The Greatest Salesman. I done read Napoleon Hill. I done read Jim Rohn. I've read Tony Robbins. Well, have you tried to apply any of the principles, the action steps that they said, you know, to make the formulas that they talk about work? Have you tried any of them? Like my wife, she shares with people about The Greatest Salesman, Og Mandino's book, The Ten Scrolls. And he tells you he has a thing that you must do in there where you have to read them, each one for 30 days, three times a day. People read something and they read it once. That's it. And they don't look at it again. They figure, I read it, I got it. Okay, no, you have to go over it and over it and over it till it becomes, as Napoleon Hill says in his book, a burning desire. Not a desire, but a burning desire. And so it's very, very important that you take and understand that, that burning desire. Do you have a burning desire? I see so many people as out, Chief Visionary Officer of Service 365, Coach J. Lloyd Thomas says, he sees so many people quit before they get started. And, you know, I see people all the time in the business that I'm involved in who quit. And they say, you know, I ain't doing this no more. I say, well, you never got started. You never did anything. So you're not quitting. You never started. So you have to start on your journey. And the journey, as the Chinese proverb says, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. What is your first step? Are you making that step? Make sure you make that step, because in you lies a seed of greatness. And as you begin to make the steps and you get further and further down the road, you begin to see that it's real. See, you have to become uncomfortable with what makes you comfortable. When you become, people willing to get uncomfortable and fail their way towards success. What am I saying? I'm saying that the process is not easy. No, the process is not easy. However, it simply takes daily action that brings you closer to your goal. Those actions feed and cultivate your success seed. I know people that tell me about being in a 12-step program who are trying to get away from narcotics and other things, and they say the first thing you have to do is change people. What do they mean by change people? You have to get away from the people that you're comfortable doing the same thing over and over and over again. That's why you're in the situation that you're in. You need to get away from those people. You have to change people. They said, then after you change people, you have to change places. You have to move out of the environment that you're comfortable in, because the people in the environment are holding you back. Then they say you have to change things. Then you have to make sure, as you change from being around the dull, disillusioned people who succeed, help you succeed in your failure and your inability to accomplish your goals, once you get away from those people and then move to a different place where you cannot have easy access to them and they can't have easy access to you, then you have to change things. What they mean by changing things is changing habits. Habits are easy to acquire and hard to get rid of. It usually takes 21 to 28 days to break an ingrained habit. So I had a friend of mine talk about when he wanted to quit smoking cigarettes. He said what he had to do, his first thing he had to do, every time he felt like lighting up a cigarette, he would go jump in the shower. He said that meant he was jumping, he's home, he was jumping in and out of the shower sometimes like 10 times a day. He said because he couldn't smoke a cigarette in the shower. So that helped him develop a way to focus on, I don't want to be smoking these cigarettes no more. I don't want to be smoking these cigarettes no more. And so he'd get in the shower. And eventually he got stronger and stronger in terms of his willpower. But he said it took him a month of going, a whole month of cold turkey, no nicotine, no cigarettes, before he could begin to consistently look at how to let that habit go. And see, the important part of changing people and places and environment is that, see, there's going to be people that will tell you, oh, come on, you can smoke one cigarette. Go ahead, you can go ahead and smoke one. It ain't going to hurt you. I mean, shoot, after all, you know, you smoke cigarettes all these years, one more ain't going to hurt you. See, but that's not good. That's why you have to change people, places, and things with your habits. And you can, once you do that, then you can move forward on that seed of greatness that you want to cultivate in yourself. The most powerful part of the process is harvest time. The process is when you're cultivating the seed. Cultivating the seed requires time. I tell you right now, the fastest way to failure is a shortcut. If you skip essential steps, such as breaking the seed open and expecting to see fruit, the seed will crumble before your eyes. It's just like we have here, we have pecans. If you do not let the pecan mature and for the pod to open up and the nut to come out, if you take it out of the pod too soon and crack it open, the squirrel could eat it like that. But the squirrel don't have the same taste buds that we have. I don't think. I don't know. I'm not a squirrel. Never had a chance to talk to a squirrel. A squirrel will tell me how something tastes. But if we take it out of the pod too soon and crack it open, it's a very bitter nut. It's not mature. It hasn't ripe. You know, the same with fruits and vegetables. I do a lot of gardening. And, you know, you put the seed down in the ground, and it's not like you put it down today, you're going to have tomatoes tomorrow. You have to cultivate the seed. You have to make sure you pull the weeds up that grows around and pull the weeds up so the weeds don't strangle the plant and kill it. You need to make sure it gets adequate water, not too much water, because if it gets too much water, then the roots will dry rot and it won't grow. But you have to cultivate the seed, and it's the same for the things that you want to do in your life. You have to cultivate it. You have to nourish it. How do you nourish it? You nourish it by feeding yourself through personal development. Personal development. Reading and applying. Applying the principles. So, you know, you read something and you say, well, I don't know if that's going to work. Well, you got to try it. You got to try it. You know, there's steps. We have in our business, we have what we call steps to success. You know, we tell people it's very, very important. What you do is you pique somebody's interest. You get them in front of a presentation. After you've piqued their interest, and then you do what we call a third-party validation call. You skip any one of those steps, the chances of your outcome being able to develop a relationship with that person that will cultivate and lead your business in the direction you want to go, the chances are null and next to nothing. Because you have to follow the steps. It's the same in anything in life. You cultivate your seed, you must follow the steps. See, we are surrounded by negativity in the world. You must clean out all the garbage that you allow to enter your mind. And some people call this brainwashing. You wash your physical body to rid it of dirt, so why wouldn't you wash your mind of all the negative nonsense that the world tells you? For example, suppose you're building your business but still working a job to fund your entrepreneurial dream. All day long, your coworkers tell you how impossible it will be for you to build a business in this economy. When you go home and start focusing on your business, you're distracted by those naysayer thoughts still lingering in your head. This is the exact time that you have to wash those thoughts right out of your mind. How do you do that? Watch a motivational DVD or listen to an inspirational CD or read a book about successful entrepreneurs. Say your affirmations out loud and declare that you will achieve your dream. So you have to do is subliminally, the subliminal part that you have to do is through subliminal messages, tell yourself that you've already succeeded. And I know that's hard. I mean, Napoleon Hill talks about seeing yourself where you want to be. You have to see yourself there. I think about, and I watched the movie Roots, and Fiddler and Kunta's conversation. And Kunta keeps telling him about he's going to get it, he's going to run away, he's going to get his freedom, and he's going to get back home to Jufre. And Fiddler says, well, what are you going to do when you get back home to Jufre? And he says he can see himself sitting under the baobab tree, and his brother and his family and everybody marching him through the village saying, he's back, he's back, he's back. But he visualized in his mind how he wanted to see himself. If that kept freedom alive in him in terms of thinking about how to get to his freedom. He never made it to freedom, but he had a visualization of what freedom would look like, and that's important. It's just like athletes. They visualize what winning looks like. They visualize if it's football, like today, you got two games, the Seattle Seahawks and the Carolina Panthers playing, and then Pittsburgh and Denver. Nobody's going into the game, oh, I think we're going to lose today. No, everyone's going into the game with a game plan on what they need to do to win. And they're visualizing themselves scoring that touchdown. They visualize themselves kicking that field goal. They visualize themselves stopping the other team from scoring. So it's important that you visualize what it is that you want to do, because everyone's going to tell you, well, not everyone. You might have some people that cheer for you and encourage you, but the majority of people are going to tell you, you know what, you got a pipe dream. That's nothing but a pipe dream. I don't care if it takes you 50 years to accomplish your dream. There's people that stay on a job for 40 years, and only thing they accomplish is paying their bills. That's what they accomplish, paying their bills. Maybe they take a vacation or two here and there, one week out of the year, they go somewhere, but they never enjoy freedom. They don't enjoy freedom. So that seed of greatness, you have to cultivate it, because there's going to be people that naysayers, the people that's going to tell you, why don't you just forget that and come on in here and understand that this is your job, this is what you got to do. You must submerge yourself in personal development. The roots of your seed will grow strong, and you will be able to withstand any type of adversity that gets between you and your dream. Next, you must explore. Thus far, we've talked about feeding your seed so it can become stronger, but now I want you to explore what lies inside your seed. Let's go back to the day that you were born into this great world, and that tiny little seed of prosperity came alive in your heart. As you grew, the seed absorbed whatever you fed it. Imagine a four-year-old dreaming of being a superhero. Can you imagine back when you was 4 or 5 years old? I can imagine back, you know, I remember how I broke my wrist one time. I thought I was Superman, and I dove off of my aunt's porch, and I hit the ground, and I broke my wrist. But how did that happen? Because as a child, I was dreaming of being a superhero, Superman. Up and away, I can fly. And I jumped off the porch. I stood up on the balcony of the porch and dove off the porch. And when I hit the ground, I broke my wrist. There's nothing that you could say. There was nothing you could say to me to make me believe that it wasn't possible that I could fly around and save the world from bad people. The child's belief is his dream, and the words that he speaks about the dream constantly feed the seed in his heart, no matter how unrealistic that dream may seem to everyone else. The seed is sprouting, and the roots begin to extend deep into the child's heart. Now imagine that same child 14 years later. He's getting ready to go off to college and start his own life, or maybe he's taking over the family business. In his mind, he knows that it would be difficult, but believes that it is possible. That belief in his dream and encouragement from his support system feeds the seed in his heart. No matter what challenges he or she faced thus far, their seed of prosperity is strong and protected by the dedication of their dream and the determination to succeed. Then around age 25, it happens. He starts to let others tell him or her what he's capable of achieving. He begins to limit oneself based on the ideals of society. How many people limit themselves based on people, again, telling them what they can and cannot achieve? See, so it's important. Unless you make a decision to rebuild that belief and refuse to listen to the naysayers, the seed of prosperity will die and likelihood of you achieving your dreams will diminish. So it's very, very important that you remember how you dreamt as a child. Okay. Next, you must excavate. There are many definitions of the word, but one that I would like the most is to expose or uncover by digging. If your seed of prosperity is covered up by the rockety soil of fear, doubt, and procrastination, then it's time that you take out your big shovel of faith and start digging. Faith. What is faith? You know, faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It's unseen. Faith is unseen. You know, you just have faith. You come in your house, you hit the light switch, you cut it on, you have faith that the lights are going to come on. You don't know how electricity, you know, some people know how electricity works. You might not know how it works, but, you know, you hit that switch, the lights are supposed to come on. It's the same with digging and uncovering the things that you need to do. Don't stop until you've uncovered the tiny little seed that is fighting to stay alive. See, your seed is still, it's in you. It's in you, and it's fighting to stay alive. We can't let it be killed or other people, you know, destroy it. During this process, you have to put it into all outside influences in your life, controlling your level of success. If you're hanging out with negative people, stop. If you're watching trash television shows, stop. Whatever you're doing or allowing to enter your mind that is burying your seed deeper in the rocky soil, stop. Okay. Next is a D for devotion. which is defined as a commitment to some purpose. You must be completely, undeniably devoted to your seed of greatness. You will do anything that's legal, moral, ethical to protect your seed, your dream, your why in your life. To develop this type of devotion, you simply take a step back to the first letter, which is S, which is submerge yourself in your dream. If you are completely submerged in personal development, then it will be easy for the enemy to annihilate your self-belief. Remember, the enemy, as people always say in church, the devil comes to what? Comes to kill and destroy. And that's what people do when they come with their devilish thoughts and ideas, telling you you cannot achieve such and such. Don't want to hear it. Don't want to listen to it. I think about Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg was in a dorm room with some friends, came up with an idea called Facebook, and look how much money it has generated for him. He probably didn't have all the intricacies of how it was going to work out, but he had the idea, and he developed the idea, and from developing the idea, you know, as you develop the idea, you'll find a way to make it work. When you have the why together and the belief, it'll find a way to make itself happen. It'll find a way. I play tennis, and I've had times when I've been in a tennis match where the other person, everybody thought was going to win, and I found a way to win. I had to visualize and focus in the midst of the match. What was I doing wrong, and what could I correct at that very moment in the midst of the match? I didn't have a week to correct it. I had to correct it right then and there while I was in the match. And once I was in the match and figured out how to correct it, then I was able to do what I needed to do, and I ended up winning the match. So it's very, very important that you are there. The first important battle is the mind, is mind over body. The battle is, that battle is very, very important that you fight and get your mind to focus on what you want your body to do. So many people aren't willing to devote themselves to their dreams and pay the price for success. I can tell you right now that if you don't pay the price for success, you will fail. Whatsoever you sow, you shall reap. If you sow failure mentality, that's what you'll get, failure. If you sow success mentality, that's what you'll get, success. Some people don't agree, but I just tell them to take a good look at their life. It's impossible for them not to see that their life results or a result of their willingness to pay the price. I remember a great teacher, the first business that I was involved in network marketing, Art Williams and A.L. Williams, he just said, you got to pay the price. They said, the people asked, Art, what's the price? He said, you'll know when you paid it. He said, I can't tell you what the price is. You'll know when you paid it. You got to pay the price. There's some, you know, there's some battles you'll lose along the way, but the victory is sweet in the end. There's some battles that you will lose along the way. That does not mean that you've lost and it cannot manifest what you want. It just means you lost a particular battle, and you pick yourself up, and you go back to fight. And ultimately, the victory will be yours, because in a war, there are battles and battles and battles. But eventually, the outcome is not determined by one battle. So that willingness to pay the price. You have to take responsibility for your life. That means you cannot place the blame elsewhere. You can't blame the weather, the economy, your friends, your relatives, your employer. The list goes on and on, because it's easier for most people to point fingers at someone else for their future than to say it was their own fault. I think about Madam C.J. Walker and how she became first female millionaire in this country, black or white. And Madam C.J. Walker grew up in some of the darkest times. She grew up in a time when African Americans were being lynched in record numbers, sort of like today, where African American males are being killed by police officers in record numbers. She grew up during that time. Her base for her business was in the state of Indiana, a state that was the home of the notorious terrorist group, the Ku Klux Klan. That's right, a terrorist group. She grew up in that state, building a business in that state, and managed to still, through all of that negativity and all of that was going on, people would say, you know, man, you know, you're not going to be able to build no business here. You know, we got the Klan here. They lynching black people. You know, you think you're going to be able to build a business? She built a business and had over 20,000 door-to-door representative salespersons as part of her sales force in a time in which life was very bleak for the average African-American. And then came the Great Depression, the crash of 1929. And during that time, yes, the economy crashed, but some people still found a way to prosper. So, yes, things can get dark and bleak, but you still have to find a way to forge forward, fight yourself forward. You have to find the possible. You have to shatter the myths. You know, there's going to be a lot of myths that people are going to tell you. So it's important that you do that. Okay, I'm going to start wrapping up here. You have to create a legacy for your life. One of the laws of the universe is the law of opposites. This law states that everything must have an opposite, and without an opposite, something cannot exist. Inside the word impossible is the word possible. Within every impossibility is a possibility. Both exist simultaneously, just as failure and success exist simultaneously. You have both a success seed and you have a failure seed within you. It's just a matter of which one you choose to focus on and cultivate. I think about the book Success Through Positive Mental Attitude with W. Clement Stone and Napoleon Hill. And the biggest thing I got out of that, they talk about we have these two talismans. One is called PMA, positive mental attitude, and one is called NMA, negative mental attitude. In the midst of everything that's going on, you have to find a way to maintain a positive mental attitude, PMA, positive mental attitude. If you focus on the negative mental attitude, then that's what you're going to attract, that's what you're going to bring to you, that's what you're going to see in your life manifesting all the time. If you focus on the positive, then you know you have a chance to help your seed be able to grow and be able to stretch. You have to make a decision to stretch out beyond your comfort zone and move beyond all of your successes. Start seeding the possible that lies within the impossible, and you will begin to cultivate the success seed process. Secret number two is that a seed is powerless until it is planted. What happens to the seeds that remain in unopened package? In other words, you can buy a pack of seeds that stays in a package. Tomatoes will never grow. They have to be planted. The seeds have to be planted, and they have to be planted in fertile soil. So you could have the most expensive and the highest quality seeds available, but unless you open the package and plant them, they will never sprout and grow. They remain lifeless in a paper bag that is preventing them from reaching fertile soil. The same thing can be said about your dream. Your dream is never going to harvest unless you plant it. You could have the most elaborate, well-thought-out business plan, highly creative dream ever developed on the face of the earth. However, if you don't plant your seed in fertile soil and provide nutrients that it needs to survive, then your seed of greatness and prosperity will be trapped inside your own paper bag of fear, doubt, and procrastination. Fear, doubt, and procrastination. You got to eliminate those. Okay, we're going to wrap up here this morning with this about seeds of greatness. And you got to think positive. You got to live positive. So we have a saying, I'm going to think something good. Think, say, do something good. I'm going to think something good. I'm going to say something good. I'm going to do something good. Start off by thinking. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. That is the slogan of the United Negro College Fund. Yes, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. So it starts off with thinking. It's not a crime to think. Everything that we see on this earth that man has brought, man or woman has brought into existence was built three times, but it started first in the mind. It started first in the mind. Then it was put on paper. And then from being put on paper, it was brought into reality, into physical existence. So think about it. Think what it is that you want to do. Think it out. Think it out. Think about what it is that you want to do. Then write it down on paper. Put it in on a vision board, somewhere that you can look at it and see it every day, morning, noon, and night. Then begin to take the action steps to take the idea from your mind to the paper to bringing it into physical existence. You have to take those action steps. And believe, as Napoleon Hill says, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. If you conceive it and you believe it, you can achieve it. Hey, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today. Make sure you tune in tomorrow at 3 o'clock here on Home Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. It's Ms. Victoria Falk will be sharing events and things that are going on in New York City for Martin Luther King Day. And she shares the wonderful world of travel and it's the endless possibilities of things that you can do to travel. Remember, travel broadens your perspective. Travel broadens your perspective. I know I'm wrapping up, and I just want to close with one last note about travel broadening your perspective. If I had never gotten out of this country as a 17-year-old in the United States Navy and had a chance to go to other countries, my perspective on life would be a lot different. But because I had a chance to go to other countries and saw how other people live, and also saw so many fascinating things in the world, it let me know that the world was bigger than the street I grew up on, the neighborhood I grew up on, and the city that I grew up in, and the state that I grew up in. So travel helps broaden your horizon and broaden your possibilities. Make sure you tune in tomorrow at 3. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in. We love you, and we appreciate your support here at Home Based Business 101. Until next time, may you make sure that you harvest and plant your seeds of greatness so that you can achieve the prosperity that you're looking for. Peace out.